California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly 2022.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
How's it going? Was there a big baseball game last night? I've heard references to a baseball game. Playoffs going on?
The Padres of San Diego battled the Phillies of Philadelphia, yes. The Phillies triumphed on the road 2-0.
But the Yankees won. They're headed toward the.
Did they? Yeah, I didn't know. I was watching the Pods game.
Okay, yeah, that's the big deal. The Yankees are back in the.
It's a big deal for you, Eastern Media Elite.
The American League Championship Series for the first time in a gazillion years.
Yeah, wow, they came back from a 2-1 deficit. I think. Interesting. So it's time for the World Series. Well, no, it's not. It's time for the League Championships, which will be followed by the World Series, which is only American teams, except for a couple from Canada. But it's the World Series. Anyway. Probably should have pre-written that. Michael, play the clip of the day, clip number 20, would you?
The right that I pushed hard and it finally got changed, the married couples in the privacy of their bedroom, excuse me, I'm thinking about the Dobbs decision. Imagine. Well, I'll get to that in a second.
Huh? Oh. Wow. Not exactly John F. Kennedy. Wow.
He was old enough to vote for, right? So he became a senator at age 29 in 71. So yeah, he was old enough to vote for John F. Kennedy.
Wow. Wow. A couple of minutes ago, we were talking about the effort by mainstream media to portray anybody who doesn't want their child indoctrinated into radical theory in their schools, portray them as the religious right and dangerous bigots. I want to get back to that topic, but you know me, I'll rant on and on, so we'll stick with the plan for now. And the plan is to talk about some really revealing polls and the mystery they leave behind. Just quoting briefly from the California Globe, which is a terrific website from a conservative perspective, talking about California news, they mentioned a CBS poll that asked American voters to rank 10 issues. Inflation scored the highest. 82% of respondents called it a high priority. 82. 3% said, nah, it's a low priority. 82-3. Economy was 80-2. Least important issue by far was investigating January 6th of the things that they asked about. 33% said, yeah, that's a high priority, 40% low. Even registered Democrats and Democrat leaners didn't consider it a high priority. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And again, we are not January 6th was a false flag, guys, or anything like that. We don't excuse it. We didn't like it. In fact, we hated it, for the record. But digging into it now, you know, going on a couple of years later, is just not a priority for Americans. You just can't say it is.
For one thing, you can say about, it would seem, the voting public is that we move on from events in a way that...
For better or worse.
For better or worse, yeah. Yeah, not always a good thing. But in a way that the politicians and the media does not. They try to hang on to various events and make them something for the next election. And the population as a whole, all brands of you know, Republican, Democrat, whatever, we seem to move on from things pretty quickly. What's the next thing? What's going on right now? We don't seem to hang on to things. It's interesting.
And again, for better and worse, I think. I mean, I'm thinking of the Durham investigation. Because the way the Russian collusion hoax and that investigation and that whole thing started stank. It stank. And there ought to be accountability for it. But old man Durham just ran another trial up the flagpole, that the Dyshenko guy who was feeding Christopher Steele crap for his garbage dossier, and he just got acquitted of lying to the FBI. So they got one guilty plea and two acquittals on their trials, and most of the trials were just lying to the FBI. It's not real, evil doing. So unless the old man's got more up his sleeve, I just feel like, wow, between the threat from China and the war in Ukraine and inflation and the rest of it, and I really think there was malfeasance at the beginning of the Trump investigation, and somebody ought to be held accountable. But I've got to admit, I'm thinking, okay, either do something to wrap it up, dude.
Right.
Anyway, let's talk about things that people are interested in, and I'm quoting... You know, just when you decide Twitter is irredeemable and evil, something really good comes along. And this is a Twitter thread from a fellow who's a writer with the curious name of Eddie Zipperer. I don't know if that's his real name or some sort of, I don't know, stage name. Anyway, interesting number from the new Harvard-Harris poll. The police, not the band Roxanne, law enforcement officers, are one of the most popular U.S. institutions. The cops, with a net favorability 19 points higher than the CDC.
Cops are more popular, more respected, more liked than the CDC.
By a significant margin.
You wouldn't get that from corporate media.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's really kind of the sub-theme here is how distorted a view of life and America and politics do we get from the corporate media? As I've said more than once, it's amazing Republicans ever win an election. So, the cops, your local cops, have 19-point higher favorability net than the CDC, 24 points higher than the FBI, 33 points higher than the DOJ, and Portland, this one's for you, 83 points higher than Antifa. 83. Eddie writes, that explains why Democrats are now out there pretending they supported the police all along. But, you know, that's politics. What was that great saying you quoted? Tell me where the people are heading, and I shall get in front of them, for I am their leader.
Right.
That's what they're doing, but that's politics, and I get that. It's that they're not doing that in terms of the most important issues that befuddles me. And here's what I'm talking about. According to the Harvard-Harris poll, probably not Kamala Harris. It's probably somebody named Harris who has two brain cells to rub together. That, you know what? Whoa. That was cruel.
Wow.
That was out of nowhere.
That was too much.
That was too much.
Come on now.
I apologize for that. That was just
I distanced
cruelty.
Myself from that.
It was viciousness. And I'm a better man than that, or at least I'd like to be. I apologize. Where was I? Okay. According to the Harvard-Harris poll, I think it's Franco Harris. Anyway, most important issues facing the country are inflation, the economy, which are more or less the same thing, and immigration. 37% cited inflation, 29% economy, 23% immigration. Top three issues facing the country, inflation, economy, immigration. They asked the voters, what issues do you think the GOP is focused on, the Republicans? Immigration, inflation, and the economy. It's not in the same order, but it's three for three. Voters, what issues do you perceive the Democrats are focused on? January 6th, women's rights, meaning abortion, and climate change.
Wow.
January 6th, abortion and climate change. 0 for 3. You know, another thing that befuddles me is why the polls are as close as they are. That could just be the nature of polling in terms of, specific races.
That is a different way to look at this whole thing is... even if the Republicans do take the House and the Senate in a couple of weeks, why aren't they just running away with this thing?
I know. In some cases, it's bad candidates. And some cases, it's much more about local issues and perceptions. But going on with this Twitter thread, voters say Dems are most focused on January 6th, which ranked as the 19th most important issue facing the country. Then women's rights or abortion, which ranked 5th. Then climate, which ranked 8th. Meanwhile, the three issues people see Republicans as most focused on rank 1, 2, and 3. On all three of the top issues facing the country, people said they were more likely to vote for Republicans on those issues. So not only do they perceive Republicans are emphasizing them, but they perceive Republicans as being better to deal with them. Inflation is GOP plus 12. Crime, GOP plus 12. Immigration, GOP plus 11. If we go down the list to issues the Dems are focused on, we find that even on the issues they're focused on, they don't have big leads on those issues. Getting back to January 6th, they're only plus 2 on that issue. On abortion, they're only plus 3. And on climate, they're plus 5, which is, you know, small but significant. But not nearly like the 12, 12, and 11. Oh, my God, he writes. Here's a number that should wake up some Democrats. 64% say that rising crime is the, quote, the fault of woke politicians. 64%.
Two-thirds of Americans. You know why they think that? Because that's the case.
Yes. Yes. It might not be the entire case, but it's most of it. And even more shocking, perhaps, a majority of Democrats, 52%, say rising crime is, quote, the fault of woke politicians. Everybody thinks that, except for less than half of Democrats. Getting back to the funhouse mirror of corporate media. No, 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 no. It's poverty. It's income inequality. It's systemic racism. It's the pandemic. It's leprechauns and unicorns. It's anything but woke politics. Wow. Republicans want to close the border to illegal crossings, increase incarceration of criminals, and reduce government spending. Does this appeal to you? 60% said yes. 60%. 45% of Democrats said it appealed to them.
Wow.
Closing the border, increase incarceration of criminals, and reduce government spending. 36% of Republicans say that Biden's election in 2020 was illegitimate. A little more than a third. But 32% of Democrats say Trump's election in 2016 was illegitimate. It's almost the same.
Wow.
And again, you would never, ever, ever think that based on corporate media, which is the media most Americans take in.
Sure, of course. Is also that poll I know that had Biden's strongly unfavorable is higher than his favorable. So not only is he upside down, but the strongly unfavorable, or however they label it, is higher than his approval rating, which is a heck of a thing to pull off.
It is so wide open on both sides of the aisle.
God, I would say.
Really interesting.
We got a lot more on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you've thought about protecting your home with security, but you've been waiting for the right time, ooh, you want to listen up.
Right now, listeners of this show can get 40% off SimpliSafe's award-winning home security system.
We use and trust SimpliSafe to protect our homes and family because at SimpliSafe, your safety is the only thing that matters.
When a threat is detected, SimpliSafe's monitoring professionals promptly contact you and dispatch first responders to your home, even if you're away or unable to respond.
24/7 professional monitoring costs under $1 a day.
That's less than half of the cost of ADT's traditional professional installed plans.
SimpliSafe blankets your home in protection with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door.
So don't miss this chance to say big when you protect your home with the best. Get 40% off your order when you visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong today. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes, and it's easy. Go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Democrats predicted an end to high inflation, but nothing has changed. In fact, food and housing prices are still going higher. Hi, This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings from inflation by diversifying into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, simply text the word SAFEGUARD to 989898, and you'll get a free info kit on gold IRAs that will explain everything. Again, that's SAFEGUARD to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, then from all of us at Riddick Sports Bar, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Rick Massetti, former mayor of the city of Redding, and I'm encouraging the thousands of voters who elected me to elect Marcus Parton.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Redding City Council 2022.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I had to run to the grocery store last night to get a couple of things, and I was pulled in by the siren song of deviled eggs there at the deli thing. And
the siren song of deviled eggs.
Ate quite a few deviled eggs last night.
Deviled eggs, or as I call them, satanic eggs.
Have you seen the pictures of the protests going on in Paris?
Oh, yeah, the whole labor thing, yeah.
Stunning crowds in the streets of Paris. Anger at the cost of living, so.
Yeah, me
that's
too.
A worldwide thing. Yeah, inflation is into double digits now in Great Britain, 10%, which is part of the reason that Truss woman, the prime minister, is like at a 19% approval 2 weeks into her job.
And I understand people are calling for Bojo to come back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know how many people, but... Yeah, France is interesting. We've talked about this through the years. It's, everything's unionized. And nobody has to work very much at all. And everybody makes more than they deserve and retires at, you know, whatever it is, 50 or 55. And And if you say, hey, look, technology's changed. This is bloated and expensive and terrible and bogged down. They go on strike and wreck stuff in the streets.
Yeah, they're good at protesting there, it seems. A couple of different articles I came across. We're running out of people who have walked on the moon.
Okay.
There are only, what does it look like here, a dozen or so humans that have ever walked on the moon. They're all Americans. But we've only got a couple of left. Most of them have passed away. Only four remain alive today of people that have walked on the moon. But we're going back to the moon here pretty soon, so we'll have a new crowd of people that have walked on the moon. But we lost another one the other day.
Do we have to have the old guys teach the new guys how to do the moonwalk or what?
Does Michael Jackson play a role? I
lift up
it.
Your heel. There you go. Now move backward.
Does it bother you that so many retired U.S. generals take top jobs with awful countries, like Saudi Arabia, for instance? More than 500 retired U.S. military personnel, including scores of generals and admirals, have taken lucrative jobs since 2015 working for foreign governments in countries known for human rights abuses, political repression, and other bad things, according to a Washington Post investigation. For example, Saudi Arabia has 15 retired U.S. generals and admirals that are working as paid consultants for their military.
Huh.
I suppose on some level that makes sense, as we give them so much equipment and money that they hire people that are familiar with that equipment and everything.
Well, I guess it bothers me on a moral level, but there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, unless they're an avowed enemy of the United States, then you're committing treason, I think, but... I'm fairly familiar with the idea of a military person seeking employment after their service, and often that's the sort of thing they do.
Right.
Retired cops do security, or retired FBI guys do security for corporations, that sort of thing. So, yeah, we need help running our military. I would hire an American general or admiral.
Gotcha. Speaking of our military
equipment.
That
doesn't mean I like it, but what are you going to do?
We're sending a lot of military equipment to Ukraine. Some polling out of Ukraine that we can talk about next segment that's absolutely amazing. Also, those new Iranian drones. They've got even better drones that they're giving to Russia now that will kill more men, women, and children for no good reason. More on that later. Joe has forbidden me from being at work. I'm at home working.
Because
I have a
cold.
And I was wondering if that's the future of working. If we all need to change our mindset, at least those of us who always went to work with a cold. My whole life, I've always felt, you don't stay home from work because you have a cold.
Mm-mm.
But are we going to start doing it now that we have a better, more concrete example of the way diseases spread and whatnot?
Yeah, I think we're in a transitional period. I think we'll be back to normal before too terribly long.
Well, should we go back to normal? That's my question. I don't know. I don't know if you can make a good argument. Like, a cold has gone through my household. Both kids got it. Mom got it. I got it. And it sucks a lot.
Yeah.
And they miss school and, it's making do work. Do you want somebody to bring that to work? And then it goes through your house now? And everybody's sick and your kids miss school? Probably not.
I'm not a guy to talk about class divides much. But... in a gig like ours, sure, it's fine. Show's going great. I'm looking at you right now on the big video screen. It's fine. It's great. But, if I put, one widget into another widget for a living, I can't do it from home.
Right. Some polling in Ukraine that you might find shocking, and I don't know what this means for the war efforts. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know? 95% of shrimp consumed in this country come from overseas countries like China and India. Think twice about the shrimp you feed your family. Support U.S.-based Biloxi Shrimp Co. Owners Mark and Jonathan were born and raised in Biloxi, Mississippi, among generations in the commercial shrimping industry. You'll get premium restaurant-grade shrimp from hardworking Americans delivered to your door and be hooked on the quality and convenience. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, enter promo code FLAVOR for 10% off your entire order today.
It's a new day because COVID vaccines just got a big update. So all the big stuff coming up this fall? Well, now you can say... you bet I'll be there. Because updated COVID vaccines protect against both the original COVID virus and Omicron. And everyone 5 and older can get one. So this is a moment we've all been waiting for.
Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me on Wednesday as we welcome Sheriff Mike Johnston, and we're going to talk about the jail, crime, and more in Shasta County. Also joining us is Nadine Bailey, and we're going to talk water and water problems. All this Wednesday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
care. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
At an undisclosed location, Ukrainian military intelligence officer Oleksiy takes us to see one of Russia's newest threats on the battlefield, an Iranian-made drone known as the Mohajer-6, used by the Russians for reconnaissance and bombing. Oleksiy says there is no doubt where this drone comes from.
You're saying that they tried to hide the fact that this
Absolutely.
Was made in Iran.
Yes.
Yeah, and they actually take it apart and get into some, they see some Farsi writing inside the thing, some of the parts and stuff like that. I don't think there's much doubt that those Iranian drones that they're flying over parts of Ukraine, and particularly Kyiv, and bombing the crap out of men, women, and children right now. Is that a sign that Russia is desperate? I hope so. Let's go with clip 74 there, Michael.
Kyiv believes Moscow is resorting to drone strikes because its forces are running out of precision cruise missiles. Stocks of some weapons are already critically low, Ukraine's military intelligence claims. But Russia's army is showing no signs of letting up. Ukrainian officials believe despite Russia's strikes, its forces will prevail on the battlefield. A senior intelligence leader saying Russia's defeat is inevitable.
Russia's defeat is inevitable. That will factor into some poll numbers we're going to look to in just a second. I do want to hear one more from Clarissa Ward, who's been on the ground from CNN, about this new generation of drone. 73.
This is the Mohajer-6. Yes. Now we're seeing these kamikaze drones, the Shahed 136. And you say there's a new generation of drone coming too. The Arash 2?
Arash 2, yes. We worry very much from this.
These Arash 2 drones can hold 200 kilograms of explosives. That's five times the amount of firepower, the amount of explosives.
And Iran is expected to provide Russia with surface-to-surface missiles now and more of those kamikaze drones that can travel 1,500 miles. Iran has also reportedly sent trainers to Crimea to help Russia run the drones. We're going to sanction Iran but we've been sanctioning the hell out of Iran forever.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me, maybe hour three of the show, I've got some really interesting analysis of who's actually in charge in Iran and why the regime is not going to fall in spite of all the protests.
Okay.
I think there's a one in maybe 100 chance that this turns out to be, you know, sweet liberty returning to Iran or anything close to it. 1 in 100 at best.
But so if you haven't seen the videos of the way those drones operate there in Ukraine, it's freaking frightening, man. You just walk down the street and you hear this buzzing and you look up and you can see it. They're not that high in the air. It's just buzzing around. It's just, is it going to blow me up or is it going to go over there and blow up somebody else? I mean, it's designed to terrorize you. That's what Putin's hoping to do, is trying to break the will of the Ukrainians to terrorize them. But it's a pretty good terror. I'm going to sneeze.
Dr. Carty.
Coronavirus!
Or diagnosis. Yeah. Well, and the other thing, it's not going to terrorize the population into capitulating. It's going to do the opposite. But the fact that you can, you know, whip out your 45 millimeter or your 45 rather, or your 9 millimeter or whatever, and start squeezing off shots and shoot these things down is amazing.
So that leads me to the poll, which would show that people are not being terrorized out of wanting to fight the war anyway. A Gallup poll out of Ukraine, of Ukrainians. Ukraine should continue fighting until it wins the war. That's the thinking of 70% of Ukrainians. Ukraine should continue fighting until it wins the war. Well, what do they mean by winning the war? Break that down. Listen to this, will you? 4% say they should fight until they get all territory except Crimea. 4%. All territory lost since February 5th regained, 5%. 91% of Ukrainians, 9 out of 10, say all territory regained, including Crimea, that's when we stop.
Wow.
91% of Ukrainians.
So much for the whole, hey, they'll welcome us as liberators thing. 91.
So at least for now, Zelensky has certainly got the country on his side with his statements of, no, we're booting every Russian out of every bit of Ukraine, including the part they took in 2014. They got to go. It'll be interesting to see if the Biden administration agrees with that, if, and I think it's when Ukraine gets to the point that they have booted the Russians out of everything they took since February.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, does the Biden administration say, yeah, so I think you accomplished your goal. How about we start negotiating? And Zelensky says, no. We want them out of everywhere. So I don't know what happens at that point. And then the story we brought you yesterday, Kevin McCarthy said in a speech that Republicans take the House and he's the Speaker. We might take a look at whether or not we're going to continue to fund Ukraine and give them a blank check, he said, which is, you know, political rhetoric. But
yeah, and let me take off my advocate hat and put on my analyst's hat, which oddly enough is like one of those hats kids wear at fish concerts. It's like a Dr. Seuss hat. Anyway, kids. Freaking 60-year-olds at fish concerts. Anyway, the idea that, and it could just be a negotiating position, the idea that the Ukrainians are going to take back every square inch of territory, including Crimea, if it is sincere, that absolutely ups the ante in a huge way and increases the chances of even bigger, uglier war, because Russia has serious strategic interests in Crimea.
And they've been there for 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Putin has staked his reputation on the taking of that and claimed it as a giant, you know, step toward Russian national pride and reasserting their proper place in the world, blah, 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 blah. So that would be a huge deal. Now, the Donbass is important, big industrial, agricultural area. It's, you know, to a significant extent, it's, you know, the engine of the nation. So that, you know, if he lost that again, gave it back, that'd be a loss. But Crimea would be all caps, L-O-S-S.
Yeah, and I wonder what we are saying behind the scenes. So you might be right that Zelensky is saying, no, they need every square inch of Ukraine, including Crimea, might be a negotiating thing. And then you can give them Crimea and end the war. But I doubt the population is answering that question to the tune of 91% say take back everything. I don't think they're negotiating. I think they probably mean it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one of the more interesting things I learned in my years laboring to understand politics and international relations and that sort of thing is that democracies have a very hard time ending wars because there's national pride at stake. There are internal politics at stake, which is we saw like in Afghanistan. There were several presidents in a row who really wanted to end it, but thought, I'm not going to be the guy who loses the war. And so on it went. Whereas a dictator can just say, hey, we won, even though they lost, and it's over.
Hey, we won.
Right.
Oh, geez.
Right.
I got a question for you that you need to answer. You talk big, but can you answer this question?
Hit me.
Right after this.
Oh, I thought that was part of the commercial. The Simply Safe. Oh, my gosh. Listeners to the Armstrong and Getty Show can get 40% off Simply Safe's award-winning home security system. 40% off. It's already reasonably priced.
Yeah, that's
a pretty
big deal.
What are they doing? They've lost their minds.
So for a very reasonable price, you get 24/7 professional monitoring costs like at about $1 a day. That's amazing. That's less than half the cost of ADT's traditional professional installed plans.
Out-of-date technology.
Simply Safe blankets your home and protection, advanced sensors for every room, window, and door, HD security cameras for inside and outside your home, smarter ways to detect motion that only alert you when there is a threat, when it is real, and even hazard sensors that can detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home.
And their monitoring experts use proprietary advanced response technology to visually confirm when a break-in is real so you can get the highest priority police dispatch. You're not just an alarm going off somewhere. That's one of the huge differences with Simply Safe. Don't miss your chance to save big when you protect your home with the best. Get 40% off your order when you visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So you've been sounding a little like Tucker Carlson a lot on this whole how much Ukraine should take back stuff and wanting them to give up willingly Crimea, and I find it disgusting. But if you were President Zelensky and you got the Russians on the run, you're clearly winning the war. All your military experts from around the world are saying it's irreversible for the Russians. You're being supplied like crazy from the best militaries in the world.
For now.
But why wouldn't you go for the golden ring? Why would you stop then? Or would you? If you're in his position, would you pull up short?
Well, I would do what I always do as president of Ukraine, and that's calculate costs and benefits. What is the cost of retaking Crimea? What will the Russian response be? What's an alternative to that negotiating end? You know, shared access, shipping rights, something like that. Although that'd be an uncomfortable thing. I'm just throwing that out there because there will be horrible resentments for generations. It just might be too difficult and too costly because if you try to take the Russians' only warm water access, as Mike Lyons has pointed out many times, they will use tactical nukes. Or go ape dung in a way that the costs are too high. But I don't know that to be the case, but that's the analysis.
It is your freaking country, though. They took a big chunk of your own country.
Yeah.
The question to me would be, maybe he doesn't factor this in at all. If 91% of your voters, because they have elections, he's elected. If 90% of the people who vote want you to go and you say, no, we're going to give over Crimea, you're probably going to lose your next election.
Could be, unless you make the case that it has to be that way in a convincing way.
Yeah.
You need to go into a negotiation, particularly one this serious, in a way that convinces the other side completely that you're approaching the negotiation from strength and saying, we're taking every freaking inch, including Crimea.
Right.
That increases the chance that Putin comes to the table.
Well, the one thing you are certainly right about is how it has hardened the will of the Ukrainians, because after all these months of being bombed, and especially the last couple of weeks have been really bad, and, you know, rapes, just awful, all this awfulness. Where are you? You got 90% of the population saying, let's fight until we get back every square inch of our land, including Crimea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's something. So if Putin was hoping to break their will by now, it doesn't seem to be going very well.
So do you have a personality that is the dark triad of personality traits?
I don't know.
And if you do, one thing that experts in human psychology say is you weaponize victimhood. Do you know anybody who weaponizes victimhood?
Man, I try every day to keep my kids from doing that. Comes up almost on a daily basis.
Interesting information on that to come. Also, oh, that's right. Next, got to do this. Ballot harvesters in California, their instruction sheet for how to get unsuspecting, old, weak-willed people or whatever to vote the way you want them to. Then you take their ballot and you turn it in for them. It's insidious, and it's next.
Armstrong and Getty.
The government is addicted to spending, and that reckless spending is driving up costs on everything for your family.
It's not right and it's not fair, but you don't have to be a victim. There are things you can do right now to lower your monthly expenses and mitigate the impacts of inflation.
Step one, switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. You don't have to sacrifice coverage to save a fortune every single month.
I mean, take a look at your cell phone bill. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, I know how much you pay. Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. That's real money that can go to cover groceries or gas. And Pure talk has never raised rates.
Take action. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. You'll save 50% off your first month.
Enjoy superior coverage and save money. Just dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. That's #250 and say Armstrong and Getty to switch to the cell company that actually cares about you, Pure Talk. Dial #250, say Armstrong and Getty for Pure Talk.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474. Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Philly going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in. Padres on the loose. Let's go, Goose. That's what's in. Bryce gonna lose, and Manny's gonna cruise. That's what's in. Give Philly no slack and send them back.
Excited Padres fans. I understand the whole goose meme has become a thing, right? So the goose on the field has become the mascot. That's their good luck charm for the Padres, the goose.
Great, great, great. Cringy rap. Oh, boy. Oh, do we have time for this? Yeah, we'll leap right into it. Electioneering at polling places is highly illegal. You can't stand and berate the people in line that they ought to vote one way or another as they're in the act of voting. You can't give them stuff. You can't threaten them. Highly illegal. But now, with the idea that everybody should be mailed a ballot, just there should be ballots all over the littering the landscape. And in a number of states, including Cal Unicornia, it's lawful for so-called ballot harvesters to just go around to people's houses, apartment complexes, old folks' homes, and collect their ballot for them. So you are permitting electioneering at the polling place. Why is it illegal in every single state? Think about that. Democratic Socialists of America, L.A. chapter, with their instruction sheet. Talked about this a while ago, but it's super important. I wanted everybody to hear it. Number one, confirm strong candidate support. If they happen to be strongly for the other guy, just thank him and move on. Don't take their ballot. But ask them, have you received your ballot already? Great. Will you find it? And insist that they find it. And then ask, will you vote now? And if they refuse, ask at least three times. Badger them to vote now. Then tell them, candidate X is in line with all the values in our voter guide, and we need your help to change this city or state or whatever. And I want to make sure your ballot doesn't get lost in the mail. Oh, because that happens all the time. Or in the city bureaucracy.
Oh, yeah. Damn city bureaucracy.
If we fill it out together right now, there's an official place to sign it over to me, and I can bring it to the city directly today or first thing tomorrow morning. So, keeping in mind, this is almost exclusively done to poor people, the elderly. Sacramento County in California has sent, quote-unquote, election officials out to register homeless people, a.k.a. junkies. Not all junkies, of course, but they're registering as many drug addicts, homeless drug addicts, as they can so they can make sure they all vote Democrat and the ballot harvesters can take their ballots in for them. But anyway, so keeping in mind that this is generally oldsters, drug addicts, that sort of thing that they really concentrate on, you're electioneering, you're badgering them to vote, you're preying on their fears that your ballot might get lost in the city bureaucracy. What does that even mean? Then you're watching them, intimidating them, because, you know, those of us who are kind of self-confident and independent types, it's tough for us to picture this, but a lot of folks do what they're told. They're afraid to offend somebody. They're easily led, particularly elderly folks.
Well, I got to admit, if I'm old and of poor health and don't have transportation or have to use public transportation or whatever, and somebody says they'll take the ballot in for me, I think, okay, cool. I don't have to deal with that anymore.
But the nice lady or man who's offered to do that will, you know, in Better Call Saul fashion, use whatever persuasive means that seems most likely, from cajoling to convincing to intimidating, to make you vote a certain way, and then they take your ballot from you. The existence of this is proof that virtually all of the discussion from the left, and if somebody on the left wants to make a counterargument, feel free. All of this, they're trying to take away our right to vote. Therefore, we should, again, wallpaper the entire state or nation with mail-in ballots, then have activists go out and collect them. It has nothing to do with voting rights. It has everything to do with exploiting people and intimidating them into voting one way.
Well, so you're assuming this is almost entirely Democrats that are doing this ballot harvesting? Are Republicans doing it too and to try to fight back if this is going to be allowed?
Yeah, it's much more popular in lefty states than conservative states. It's illegal in North Carolina, and I know that because a dude did it in North Carolina a couple cycles ago and got arrested for it and thrown out of office for it. And in places it's illegal, it's considered repugnant, but in a lot of blue states especially, it's lawful.
So you're going to tell us about our personality coming up next hour? I always love that sort of thing.
The Dark Triad. Sounds like, you know, the ninth Harry Potter book that J.K. Rowling just finished.
We'll get into that and a bunch of other stuff. If you miss an hour, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.